Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 15th of October, 2009. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week we had an all-age worship service, which Tim led, and he looked at some of the different I am statements of God. So we'll go and join Tim as he's starting the service.
Well, a warm welcome to our all-age service here this morning. It's going to have lots of different elements, and I hope you're going to enjoy it, but more than that you're going to learn something too and come close to something exciting about God. I need some volunteers of all ages because it's an all-age service. Now, in our house, Kezia and I sometimes sort of make things, okay? Kezia and I like making things. And so the first hat where I need a volunteer to wear is an Easter bonnet that we made, okay? Would you like that one? Yes, okay, quite. Great. Thank you very much. One Easter bonnet. Fantastic. Yeah, that was slightly wild. Here's a gentler one. Right, who would like the next hat then? Okay. You're all looking worried now. Right, Mark, thank you. Since you were volunteering someone else, we have to pick on you. You'll like this one. There you go. It's a cool hat. There you go. It's slightly battered. You can just sort of stand in there. Fantastic. Very smart. You didn't wear the jacket top. No. Okay. Right. Never mind. Right. Okay. Kezia, I think it's only fair that you should wear one of your hats. Yes. It's sort of only really okay. I'm going to put you in this one. Okay. We have quite a few weird hats in our household. Okay. Anybody else like another Easter bonnet? Okay. Yes, come on in. Great. There we are. This one comes with a thing. We had great fun making the rabbit to go on the top there. That's all good fun. Right. Okay, it might fall off. Right. Roy. Could see that there was great joy and enthusiasm in you for a moment. Come on. This is a hat with attitude.
I used to like you.
Yeah. Over there. Okay. Now, these are... it's good, isn't it? Now, these are just fun hats. But, you know, this week we got a bit carried away and we've made some spiritual hats. Ooh. Spiritual hats need spiritual people. Worrying, nobody's volunteered yet. It's a church, come on. Okay, so who would like to wear another hat? Okay. Of course, if you don't volunteer, I will pick. And because I only know so many names at the moment, you're in danger if I know your name, okay? Okay, do you want to come up? Yeah. Right. Here's the first hat. And it's a spiritual hat. Well, they're hat bands, really. Okay? Would you like to come forward? There we go. There's a hat. Come on, then. Great. Do-be-do-do-do. I think you'd look great in that one. Right. Fantastic. Like that one? Actually, you spiritual hats, you can come in front of the other ones. Okay? Preferential treatment. Right. Okay. Yes, come on then. Great. Okay. Let's give you... Do-be-do. Actually, how big's your head? Right. Hang on. No. Smaller head. I need smaller head. Can you come and help, Annie? Thank you, Ellie. Right. I think that one probably will just about fit you, so you can go up there as well. And I'll get you a slightly bigger one. Doo-doo. Here we go. Fantastic. Great. I need three more. I need somebody slightly older. Yes, do you want to come up? Yeah. Great. Doo-doo. There we go. Lovely. Fun, isn't it? Okay. Do you think another minister should come up to the front?
Yeah.
Yes, come on then.
Are you talking about George?
Here's one for you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Sorry, you thought you were having a morning off, didn't you? Lovely. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I've just got one more. Who would like to volunteer one more? Do, do, do. Who would like to volunteer? And I'm choosing.
I'd like to volunteer Malcolm.
Would you? Yeah. Come on then, Malcolm.
Nah, you're not doing anything. Come on,
mate. He's not doing anything at the moment. Come on, Malcolm. Yeah, great. Right. Last one. Another spiritual hat. Now, those of you who've got spiritual hats, okay, you need to congregate together.
Okay.
If you've got a spiritual hat, come close together. Okay. Make sure everyone can see you. Okay. I need every hat visible. All right. Why are they spiritual hats? What is the common denominator? All right. Any ideas? Sorry? The I am sayings. Fantastic. First person. So, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Now, these are getting a bit sort of, you know, tricky here, but Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Because it's, well, Jesus said, I'm the true vine. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the... Fantastic. Well-versed. Great. Do you want to give these guys a round of applause, and then we'll move on? Fantastic. Do you want to put your hats in the box? Fantastic. Great. Now, that's an introduction to what we're thinking. And the reason that some of the children knew about this was because they've been looking at some of the I am sayings in Jam. And so we wanted to sort of reinforce it and think about it as a whole. But we're going to take it one step further than they've done so far in their work on a Sunday morning. So we're going to sing one song, aren't we? And then we're going to move on to something else. Let's sing together. Those of you who are under 10 have better memories than those over 10. Apparently. We'll see. Right. You know, we had some funny hats a moment ago, didn't we? Which was your favourite hat, by the way? You know, let's have a few opinions here. Which was your favourite hat? Yes? Your hat. You like the flame? Fantastic. Okay, what was your favourite? Roy Fernyhoff with the, yeah. I just knew that was going to work. Just work. Kez? Which one? The one with the bells on. You like that one. Okay, which was your favourite? Oh, fantastic. They're really good fun, weren't they? Sorry, did you have a hand up, Ethan? No? Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, any other favourite hats? No. Oh, yes. The one with the stars on it. I like the stars one. Well, now we're going to test your memory and see if you could remember what all of the hats represented. Do you think you can do it? Yeah? Okay, we'll wait and see. What do you think this one might represent then? What does this one remind you of one of the things that Jesus said about himself? Indeed, the bread of life. And the thing is, Jesus said these words, I am the bread of life. And the thing is, I like the picnic basket idea that we used here. Because to really go through life, we need Jesus, the bread of life, to keep us full and satisfied. How about this one? Any ideas? Yeah? The light of God or... The world, yes, yes, we got that. The light of the world, that's right. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. This is the easy ones, aren't they? And do you want to read this with me? Jesus once again addressed them. I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in the darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. And so Jesus is saying that if we follow him, he promises to be like a light to guide us through all of life's ups and downs. Now, I just want to ask one question. Who here has never, ever had a problem in their life? Oh, that's a bit sad, isn't it, really? Who's had some problems in their lives? Yeah. The thing is, you know, Jesus says, I will be the light of the world. And no matter what you go through, I'll be with you. And I'm going to light your way. Even when it's difficult, even when it's tough, he wants to be with us. Here's another one. Okay. Any ideas? What's this remind you of? It's not really that difficult. Louder? The gate or the door for the sheep. Yeah. Now the door for the sheep, this one's harder because it doesn't get mentioned so much. So Jesus said these words. Do you want to read them again? So he tried again. I'll be explicit there. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out, find pasture. You know, in Jesus' day, it wasn't quite the same idea of herding sheep as we have now. You know, we tend to think of herding sheep with dogs that bark and that sort of race around them and scare the sheep. Yeah? In Jesus' day, there was much more of a relationship between the shepherd and his sheep. So much so that when it came to night time, the sheep would be herded by the shepherd into a pen in front. And there wasn't a door for this pen. And so what the shepherd would do, he would lie in the gap that the sheep had come through. And so he would literally be the gate for the sheep. Does that make more sense now? So what the shepherd was able to do was to protect the sheep from anybody coming in and hurting them or any animals coming in unknown. And so when Jesus said he's like the gate, he was actually talking about how much he would protect and look after the sheep. So you don't live in fear when Jesus is your friend. That's what he's saying. You don't need to live in fear when Jesus is your friend. Bah. Any ideas? Actually, you could all do it together, couldn't you? I am the good shepherd. Fantastic. Can't get that one wrong. I like the ram. He's quite fun, isn't he? And Jesus said these words. Do you want again? I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself and sacrifices himself if necessary. Now, I've got a friend who's a sheep farmer, and he assures me sheep are thick. Okay? Sheep really are stupid animals. They like getting into trouble. You know, they see a gap, and you look at the gap and say there's absolutely no way that that's going to get through there. The sheep looks at the gap and says, oh, I'll have a go. And off he goes and tries to get through the gap. And they're always, always getting into trouble, sheep. That sounds a bit familiar. I think I do that too. And Jesus, as the good shepherd, promises to look after those who follow him. And so that's a really important thing. And in Jesus' day, the shepherd didn't sort of cajole the sheep from behind. The shepherd would actually stand in front of the sheep and would just gently call them by name, and they would follow him wherever he went. And that's the image that Jesus wants us to know, that he goes ahead of us and that he'll call us by name and that he will guide us and look after us wherever we go. Now, here's a tricky one. Yes, the true vine. Slightly trickier, but you'll see why I've chosen that picture in the reading. Do you want to read it with me? I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. And I quite like this picture of God, like, you know, holding the plant and encouraging it to grow. I think that's quite a pretty picture. Anyway, it's the only one I could find. And Jesus points out, when he talks about vines, how they need pruning to stay fruitful. Anybody notice that in their garden, that in order to for plants to stay healthy and to do what they're supposed to do, they do need pruning? And Jesus is saying that God may need to deal with things in our lives which aren't helping us to grow well. And in the passage that this reading comes from, Jesus talks about that. But Jesus also encourages us to stay connected to him. Because just like a branch withers if you cut it off, I mean, these are beautiful flowers, aren't they? They're lovely flowers. And are they going to be alive in 4 weeks' time? No. Why? Because they've been cut off from their roots. Now, let's not get morbid about the poor flowers. They're lovely, and I like cut flowers. It's great. But it's the image here, isn't it, of Jesus saying, if you want to really grow, you want to really be good, you want to have strength and life and joy and fun, all those things, then you need to be connected to me. And we all need to be connected together. So we need to stay close to Jesus. I've got a bit creative with this one. Now, you have to imagine, and you get the idea, that remember the tree at the beginning looks dead and lifeless, yes? And then what happens? It sprouts and it grows. So it's a picture of resurrection. Yeah, okay, I was pushing it, I know. But you can get the idea, can't you? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And I love this in the Message version. Do you want to read it with me? You don't have to wait for the end. I am, right now, resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? Now, Jesus spoke these words before he died on the cross. But we know what happened. As he died and later, when he came back to life. And I chose the picture of the tree coming back into full bloom as an image, this image of new life and growth. Because Jesus has conquered even death. And because of that, we can trust him with the whole of our lives, whether we're 7 or younger, and whether we're 77 or older, and we won't go any higher than that, okay? Jesus can be trusted with our lives because he's alive today. And Jesus asked the question at the end there, didn't he? Do you believe this? I think Jesus is still asking that question to all of us here today and to all our friends and family and neighbours who are not in here today. Do you believe this? We know this one. You can't get this one wrong. Please, all together, can you do it really, really, really loud? Okay? Jesus said, fantastic. That's right. I like this dear old arrow. He's great. And the image here gives us a clue, doesn't it, to what Jesus was saying, that when we trust in him, he comes to live in us by his Holy Spirit. There you go. Jesus said, I'm the road, also the truth and the life, and no one gets to the Father except through me. And the thing is, as Jesus sets up residence in our lives, as we invite him to be our friend and to be our Lord, to be the one in charge, then he does fill us with his Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will show us how to live best. He'll point the way in which we need to go. Now the thing is, I got to thinking about all these sayings that Jesus said. And I thought, well, okay, they're nice sayings and we've explored it a bit. If you were to hone it all the way down, what's it really about? Each of these. Jesus, the bread of life. Well, I honed it down to one word. Provision. Is that a good word to describe it? Jesus, the bread of life. He'll give us everything we need. Light of the world. I think that one is about guidance. How about Jesus being the door for the sheep? I suggest this is what Jesus offers. Safety. How about Jesus, the good shepherd? That's about how much God will care for us. The resurrection and the life. Well, I think that's all about living in hope. Every day. Not just the vague future, but living in it now. Living in it now. And the way, the truth, and the life, people sometimes say, where's my life going? What am I doing? What's it all about? And Jesus says, I can give you direction for your life. And I want to suggest the true vine is really about belonging. Belonging. Belonging to God and belonging together as his family, all connected into this fantastic Jesus who we're worshipping and thinking of this morning. So Jesus, for you today, I want you in these few seconds, whether you're at tiny school or you left school a couple of years ago, all right? I want all of you to think, what is God saying to me? Which of these things does Jesus want me to get hold of today? That provision? Or is he speaking to us about guidance? Or is it safety? Is it care? Maybe you need restored hope. Maybe today you're struggling with direction. Or maybe it's about belonging. Just for a second, ask God, what are you saying to me? Which of those do you want me to take hold of this morning and to let you touch me in that way? I'm hoping you've chosen one now. I'll explain why in a moment or two. Now, do you remember? I asked you whether you could think of one of those things that we just talked about Jesus, and which one God wanted you to take hold of this morning. Yeah? I'm hoping you've chosen one, because we're going to pray about it. But the way we're going to pray about this is that we have got some bookmarks, and each of the bookmarks has got a different thing on it. So I'm hoping this works and that we don't have everybody going for exactly the same one. Oh, we'll make it up. If you don't get the one that you really wanted, you can write on the back, all right? What I would like, I need some smallish people to run around the church with great abandon and great joy. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, right, great. So, would you like to take this one? You have got, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's about direction. So if you want the direction one, you can go and run around and give that to whoever it is. Okay. Would you like the guidance one? That's the light of the world. Could you give those out for me? Thank you. Only to the people who want them, okay? Only to those who want them. This is provision, okay? So provision, you go around and ask, see which people want provision. This one is hope. So go and see who wants one of those. All right. Fantastic. You have to run quick, all right? Belonging. Who feels belonging is the thing for them? So go and find all the belonging people. Safety. Okay, find all the people who want the safety one. And God's care. Could you do it together, you two? Would that be all right? Fantastic. Off you go. So in a moment, you will, hopefully, get a bookmark with the relevant thing. And I'll explain while they're coming round, is that I would like us to pray about those different things, all right? And the way that I suggest you do that, if you've got a youngish person around you, make sure they're involved too. And let's ask God to change us or to give us or to reassure us in the way in which he's led us as we've been sharing together this morning. And I would also say that as you're praying, don't mind the hubbub, it's fine. As you're praying together, maybe you've got people in your mind who need to be touched in some of these ways, who need to know God's care or who need to know his life. So feel free to pray for those individuals as well. This is our intercession. This is our opportunity to come close to God and ask him for all that he wants to pour into our lives. So in a moment, when they're all gone out, do find two or three other people. If you don't like praying out loud, no problem whatsoever. Just stay quiet and just listen to the others who are in your little group. But if you can pray out loud, it really encourages other people, especially the children and young people. So let's see how we're doing. Okay. How many have you got left? You've got a few. Right, let's come up the front then now. Let's see how we're doing. Okay. We have got... Anybody still need one? Anybody got a hope? So no hope, no. Okay, we've got provision and direction here. Anybody wanting provision or direction? Yes? Which one? Direction, over you go. Provision, off you go, to that lady there. Yes? Okay, we've got belonging here. Who needed belonging? Oh, down there. Go to Margaret. Fantastic. A hope. Anybody got a hope left? You just got care. Any more hopes floating around? Hope up here. Great. Hope here. That's great. Anybody not got one? Cool. I'm really surprised that works so well. Now, have you got the one that you wanted? Okay, which one did you want? You want the care one? That's okay then. Did you want a care one?
I want a care one.
There we go. What did you want? Which one did you want? Fantastic. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Which one did you want? You wanted that one. Okay. Great. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your help. Great. So would you like to just turn to one another? This is our opportunity to just ask Jesus to do what he's promised in our lives. Okay? So it doesn't need to be long prayers, but it would be great if we can all pray together. So turn to two or three or four. Which one would you like? You've got guidance. Fantastic. So find somebody to pray with, and we'll come back together in a moment or two. Great. You know, Jesus taught us a prayer which covered the whole of our lives. And in some ways, that's what we've been exploring this morning. Jesus wants to connect into the every aspect of who we are. So let's say together the prayer that Jesus used as he taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. You know, one of the things that was clear in the teaching Jesus gave us was that we have to respond. That he's given everything for us. And we've just explored a little bit of what he wants to pour into each of our lives. But we need to respond to him. We're going to sing a song just before we close. I'm giving you my heart, about giving ourselves to God and letting him be the most important in everything that we do. And then we're going to finish with a slightly boppier song. Let's stand and sing. I'm giving you my heart. Stay in an attitude of prayer, thinking about giving ourselves to Jesus and letting those things we've explored this morning become rooted in our experience day by day.
If you'd like to leave a comment on today's service, please do so over at minehead-baptist.com/sermons. Well, thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed, and I'll speak to you soon.